happening! It's happening!
It's happening! Hello, my fellow confused and probably hungover 20-somethings, and welcome back to Navigating Your 20s, a podcast pointing you in the wrong direction with me, Kate Whittaker. Time for more drunken chats on the mishaps and mind boggles of adulthood. From the time you left your passport in a toilet in Prague to the time you got fired twice. So, grab a beer, even if it's 10 a.m, and let's roll the titles!
Cheers! It feels a bit cheers! Unfortunately, it's tea, which is... I mean, we're both nerves. No, obviously, it's a Sunday afternoon. Oh, God. It's a miracle that we're here at all. And
it is.
Do you find that hangovers make you looser of tongue? I feel like
it's you're like, fuck it.
No, but I think it also like switches a part of your brain that like it's like maybe you don't need to talk right now. But that if you're naturally a chatty person, that thing goes away.
It's true. You just feel a bit silly on a hangover. I just get really giggly. Well, it depends on how
hungover. That's a good hangover, I think. Yeah.
I'm currently suffering a 2-day hangover. This is the second day of feeling a little bit not all there.
But do you think I also have a 2-day hangover, but it's from drinking excessively 2 nights in a row. So God knows how long that's gonna be with me.
Today we're basically chatting all about dating apps and just all of the nitty-gritty bits that they come with. You know, do we meet more people on dating apps than in real life? We're going to be talking all about the best and worst chat up lines we've ever had, all about what we do when we see someone we know on a dating app. Do they feel a bit like a CV? We're going to be talking about the times we got catfished and just everything in between. It's going to be a lovely chat. I can't wait. I have stories to tell.
Oh no, this is a safe space. I feel like there should be a number I've all been saying this, there should be a number you can call on Hinge during your emotional distress, because it's a very unique sort of agony.
To start us off, so Hannah is the pioneer, shall we say, of an Instagram account called Hannah's Hungry Hinges, which, well, I'll let you explain it to the gang.
It's got a very weird origin story. It was 2019. I had a vegan Instagram where I called Hannah's Hungry Eats, where I put food. And then I was on my private story. I used to do just for my close friends, weird things that happened on Hinge. And like people were like, these are funny. And I was like, okay. And then I was just like, well, why don't I expand the Hannah's Hungry brand to Hannah's Hungry Hinges? And here we are. And I kind of don't even realise I'm doing it. It just is something that like, sort of manifest itself, and then people submit things to me as well, which is great. But mostly I find these weird, it's just screenshots of things that happen on Hinge, and you would be so surprised how easy it is to find. If I want to do a post, I just look and I'll find something in most people's profile. Sometimes they are taken out of context, but they're very funny. I also think like it's actually like quite dark, like in terms of, I don't know if you feel like when you're going through it, you're like, oh my God, maybe there is no one here for me. And so I think you need the levity or like a way of processing, or if things aren't going well, you at least have a story out of it. All I'm saying is follow me and submit more, because mummy wants to get her own podcast mic, whatever this is, so she can make more content for you.
It's sensational. I think one of mine got posted on your Instagram. I can't remember which one it was.
Probably a few, I would imagine.
Yeah,
you've been quite a good source.
Thank you so much. I try.
What do you do when you make, because sometimes you have chemistry via text and you're being quite witty and you think you're like being so like charismatic, and they're charismatic, and you'll feel like, oh, we're the cleverest people who ever lived,
like,
and we're
massive.
Like sparring. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you meet them and you're like,
flat.
Yeah, flat.
This is it. You can meet someone on Hinge or whatever, and they're really funny and banterous and a bit cheeky, and you're like, oh, you're a bit of a bad one. Ooh,
but do you
think they're
consulting with their housemates or something? Like, how?
Well, that's the thing, right? When you're messaging someone, they've got a limitless amount of time theoretically to like think of something funny to say, and they can put on like a persona. They can come across a little bit cheeky and flirty and a bit of a bad boy or whatever, and then you meet them in real life, and they're just like, hi, and it's like, oh, right, okay.
I wonder. I just realised he was a copywriter, and I wonder if that means that he's just good at writing. Although often some of the I've dated a lot of writers, unfortunately, and they are the worst texters because they don't think it's important, so they text like absolutely chaotically, because they're like, well, I just need to get the words out. I've noticed this,
have an essay.
They don't see it like that. They're just like, oh, I just need to say the thing rather than like think of it as a, because they have other outlets. But do you ever like, they have other outlets for their literary talents, whereas like,
yeah,
I'm just really good at killing it in the group chat rather than writing anything properly.
What dating apps are you currently on then?
I'm just on Hinge. Was on Bumble. Yeah. But I don't know anyone who meets anyone on Bumble, do you?
To be honest, no, I actually don't. Very few, to be honest. I don't know why that is.
Obviously, it requires one to be more proactive. But I don't think men use it very often. I just don't feel like it's used. I feel like you match with people, and I think the quality of people in Bumble is higher in terms of good lookingness.
Yeah.
But they will, and then they'll just never talk to you.
I think that maybe that's it. And I think because obviously it requires a girl to make the first move, I think that sort of cuts down half of the possible chats, if you know what I mean. Because if I don't look at my phone, if I don't look at Bumble for a few days, I'm like, oh, the match is gone, never to be seen again. So it's like it relies on just one party making the move as opposed to like.
Yeah.
Anyone.
I do find I find a bad date soul destroying on Hinge. But what I find more soul destroying is when they don't text you back. Yeah. And I do it as well. But it's when we've all been there. We're like, don't imagine the wedding. And I don't even believe in weddings. And I still haven't met three text. It's like three message in, and you're like begging them not, because it's so easy for them not to. And I do it too. Yeah, of course, we all do it. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
I think that's it. That's the thing with dating apps, right? Is it's so much easier to ghost someone you've never met. Like, if you met someone on a night out, you'd feel less inclined to ghost them.
Because happen.
We're
just talking about your mate. Sorry. Yeah. He ghosted me on a night out and he's friends with Kate.
I'm literally just on Hinge as well. And do you know what? I've not been on Tinder in about 4 years.
No, I just find
it to be a bit of a, do you want to sleep with each other?
Are people
sort of vibe.
Still on Tinder?
I think so, yeah. I've got friends that met their boyfriends on Tinder.
Back in 2014.
Well, I don't really use Tinder anymore. It feels a bit like back in the day, I don't know.
I used Tinder when I was at school. I was living with my parents, and this isn't Hinge related. I didn't meet them Hinge. But I was having a bit of a dalliance with a young man. And I was living with my parents, and like he might send me... And he was very sporadic with... His dick pics could come at any time. So I was like on like major alert. It was terrifying. Like it could have gone off any time and it would be like a bomb. And like it was just like a way of me to get in touch with that. Like when your pool is so small. I think that's true with dating apps now. Like people who move to London, I know it's really helpful for that. Most of my friends who, well, you're not from London, sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can tell. but I don't know, if did you find that, like, when you were... was it a way to get to know people? You had quite a lot of friends.
I think it was weird for me, because I moved in lockdown, so I couldn't really know anyone anyway, but then I feel like most of you lot were already down here, so I, like, had a big group of mates that I could just be like, hi, I'm in London now. And then I think when things did open up again, everyone was just so gassed to, like... be out the house that I actually find it quite easy to meet people, because like everyone was like, oh my god, I've been locked down for 2 years and now we're out, this is sick. And actually like that summer was pretty wild, really.
It was wild.
And you met a lot of people.
That's what we talked about last time.
Yeah.
I'm saying. There was sex in the air. Like, do you remember being, like, there was actually sex in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And now we're all really jaded again. I feel like no one's going out.
We're heartbroken again.
Oh, God, don't. But I don't feel like people are meeting anyone. It's February.
Do you know what? Yeah, it's really weird.
No one meets anyone in February.
I feel like half of my mates are really like, well, probably like a quarter of them are like, want to get engaged, really settled, really happy. And the rest of everyone is like, woohoo! It's very like one or the other at the minute.
I think that's true. I think because we're in that, we're in that scary time where people are going to start either breaking up or committing to their partners.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see, like, I'm waiting for a second round of hot singles to enter Hinge and I'll pick up the scraps that you love ladies have left for me.
A second round.
And I'll say the woman who, or man who, whatever their partner was, has probably made them a better person than they would have been the first time round.
Yeah, I agree. Particularly thanks, women. Guys.
So thank you, women, for doing my work for me. I know that every man I receive is a product of your hard work, which is completely true.
That's so funny. Do you think that dating apps have like overtaken meeting people in real life?
I think so. I just don't, but I don't think it's. I often don't meet people on apps. I have gone on dates with people I've just met. I prefer it. I much prefer it actually, and I think I'm hotter via person. I think I don't think Hinge is a great. I feel like the thing that humbles me the most is my most compatible. Like if I and maybe I don't know. Or there's a certain like. I think there is some kind of blockage with Hinge. I don't. Mm. It doesn't feel like. The process of Hinge I don't find enjoyable. Obviously the once you get to a date and it's going well, that's great. But if you're meeting someone in person, mm-hmm. that whole thing is enjoyable. You're like have a flirt at a party. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I was talking about this yesterday. It's like when you meet someone at a party and like it starts as a group conversation, but you only want to talk to each other, and then slowly like people start to leave the group. It's like the most sexy thing in the world.
Yeah.
And you don't really get that on Hinge. Maybe they no a group chat where it starts where everyone's in the group chat. And then you see who's left because it's like who's got the most sexual chemistry that's like scaring everyone away. Do you know what I mean? That's actually really good. I will if I don't know if any tech people, you can have that.
I love that, like Love Island but a group chat version.
That moment in that kind of moment of sexual tension in parties is impossible to recreate on an app.
I think that's it. Yeah, you can look at a photo. Like, I don't know. It takes me a lot to look at a photo of someone and be like, yeah. Because, I'm attracted to so much more without sounding cliche than just, like a face. Oh, like,
you're such a good person, Kate.
No, but, do you know what I mean? Like, honestly.
No,
like,
I'm just attracted to the face, to be honest.
If I saw any of my exes on a dating app, I'd be like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? But in real life, I'm like, oh, my God, but yes.
Don't you think those men are always the ones who break the most... They are the most... They break the most hearts.
I think it's just, like, if you meet someone at a party, like, and they're, like, you know, holding the room with, like, conversation and jokes, and they're really flirty, and they're, like, they've got a good fashion sense, and they're, you know, necking the beards, it's like, oh, yes, Craig, or whatever.
Craig, in your fantasy, the man who's going to... The absolute love of your life is called Craig.
No!
Where was that? How did that name even come to you?
I don't know! Craig, yes, Craig, you're out there. Craig, call me up, bro. No, and you just...
Don't call me up.
Don't call me, don't call
Craig, Craig, I'm not going out with you, I'm really sorry.
But do you know what I mean? Like, if they're really, like, you know, what's the word? Enigmatic, is that what I'm looking for? In real life, then, like, you just really bounce off them, then that's attractive. Whereas a photo of a fit man called, I don't know, Spencer, in real life might not be that quiche.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I do I wonder if there is. I think Hinge has tried to, like, Tinder really you couldn't. I wonder if people can get their personalities across on Hinge, but it feels a bit desperate. And I feel desperate on Hinge. I know you're not desperate if you're on Hinge, but maybe that's and most people do meet their partners now on apps. But I wonder if, like, sexually we're all just a bit like, I wonder if there is still an embarrassment to it that we've sort of carried, and that's why we find it, like, difficult, because we're embarrassed for the person and we're embarrassed for ourselves, but it's like internalized.
That's interesting. Do you think there's still, like, a bit of a stigma and a shame about being like, oh, we met on Hinge, we met on Bumble?
No, I don't, but I think it's not, I don't think it's one that people talk about, and I don't think it should be. It's because it just is the way people meet now. Everyone I know pretty much who didn't meet at university met on a dating app. But I think we as a society haven't sort of come to terms with the fact that this is how we meet people, and it's not.
Yeah.
But even though it...
I don't know, whenever I meet someone in real life, it gives me more of a excitement towards that person met on a dating app. Even if I really fancy them after the date and stuff, I feel like if you've met someone in person, it's kind of like... Say, like, you're in a club.
It's more meant to be, is that what you think?
Maybe, yeah, because you're not... particularly looking for it.
It's very Disney.
It's very Disney, isn't it, of me? But, like, you know when you're just out with your mates and you're having a good time, you're not bothered, you're letting your hair down, you're just absolutely going for it, dancing away, and then you meet someone, it's like, oh, it's just because you both happen to be there, you fancied each other, it just happened. Whereas I think when you go on a dating app, what pressurises me is that there's an expectation for it to be romantic when you get to that date.
We
have to fancy each other rather than it just being like, oh, I saw you on a dance floor and hello.
But that's such a good point, and it feels more loaded. It feels like heavy. In a way that, like, if you meet someone at a party and... Also, yeah, it feels... I just find dating cringe. Like, if someone... Yeah. Like, I don't, like... Oh, I was on a first date last week and it was very flat and he kept referring to what we were doing as a date and that gave me the ick.
Yeah,
like,
what is that?
We just going for a drink. Like, he was like, oh, how's the date? I was like, we're just having a conversation. Maybe I don't know what it is. I just find dating embarrassing. I don't think it's...
It is. Why are first dates so... embarrassing.
And also, like, okay, this is quite a big thought. I don't think I've ever posted it before. But if you and I went for a coffee, that's a date. It's just that we're not going out for... Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no difference. Why do we have different language around it? Because it is just, like, a conversation.
It's like a friend date. It's like...
Yeah, but why isn't it just, like... That's... But it's not. It's just, like, going for a coffee. Like, I guess it is a friend date. But...
Because you're spending quality time together. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. I don't know why we have to call everything dates, but...
Yeah. Also, it puts pressure on it.
I think... an interesting thing is, like, I wonder also if Hinge dates, because it's, like, slightly... I think the odds of you liking someone on Hinge are lower. It's really encouraged, like, uncreative dating, because... And then, like, what people do, because people don't want to commit... I certainly don't want to commit more than a
drink. Oh, my God, in it. Like, I think, as well, it's, like, you could have the best date ever with someone, but then you're looking at your phone and you've got, like, all these other matches and all these other people being like, hey. And it's just this thing in your mind of, like, oh, but... There might be someone more compatible out there. There might be someone I get on with better out there.
Mm.
And it's just this idea of, like, this never-ending pool of dating where people are, like, people seem disposable to one another.
Right, and it's a never-ending dating pool, but we've all got finite time. So everyone's so picky about... So it's, like, opposite ends, because, like, we have to manage this idea that there could be... You need to see as many of these people in this finite time.
And like that a job interview?
Well, yeah, it's exactly like a job interview. Oh, my gosh. Dating and And then do you ever find yourself asking questions like you're in an interview? I remember saying like, I remember saying this date, actually, I said, and do you see yourself in marketing for... And I was like, I can't. And he was like, oh, God. It was flat. For me to not sparkle on a date, it's got to be really bad. I'm just saying. He had a nose ring, so I was convinced he was cool.
Oh, the nose ring does it for me as well.
I know, but it doesn't substitute personality.
No, it doesn't, sadly.
But if you do have a nose ring, okay, can you put my number at the end? I think this might be a really efficient way of me finding a partner. Although, I imagine your audience, I hope your audience would be delighted with that. I don't know if they would. But, I don't... I was going to ask, so I've got a friend who, basically, she's not from London and she wants to make more friends. Do you think we'll have dating apps for friends in the same way that we have it with...
Yeah, I mean, I guess we there is Bumble Friend, isn't there? But I don't know anyone that uses it.
But so there must be a stigma around that. But you're also one of the most popular people I know. No, you are. She's got the most ridiculous network of friends. And whenever I'm out with Kate, I'm like, who the fuck are you? I've never seen you before. Like, he's like, oh, I'm Kate's best mate. I'm like, are you? Like, you're one of those people that everyone thinks your best mate. But so I wonder if that's the next thing that's going to happen. Because if we're all increasingly more sort of, and also we're all working from home a bit more, we're just more digital, more individual lives. I wonder if friendship dating, friendship apps will be that's more really interesting. Common.
I mean, you already see those things where it's like, there was one I went to in, Liverpool Street, I can't remember, where it was basically just like a pub, but everyone there doesn't know everyone. And it's like, you go up to the upstairs room,
is and
it's
just like,
it's called the London Drinking Club, actually, but it's not to do with drinking. You just
that
go
is confusing.
Up. You just go up and then everyone's new and it kind of feels like fresh as a week and everyone just genuinely wants to make friends and it's
you get some
quite
massive
wholesome.
Freak. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I went after work.
That's so nice.
I was like really tired that
Did
day.
Did you just do it for fun?
Yeah, I went with my friend Rosie and we had a lovely time, but it was very intense.
Also, if you go with a friend that's slightly different, it's slightly easier.
Yeah, it was just very intense, like, hi, what do you do? Hi, what do you do? And you're like, it's like fresh as a week.
Oh my god, that is like fresh as week. And nice. What kind of age is it? Is it like...
Honestly, people in their 20s, like.
Oh, really?
Average, really, like, they might have just moved to London or someone came from Cambridge. I was like,
they came all the way from Cambridge.
To make some friends. Oh, shout out Arthur.
Arthur, you've got a cool name, but sad story.
sad story, bro.
And were they like normal?
Relatively.
Okay. Bit clean, I don't but that's normal. Lovely.
Yeah, it's cute.
But also I worry if we're becoming too sort of prescriptive, if we're like, you can now search for what kind of friend you'd like.
That's bad.
But people would have said that about dating 10 years ago,
Or
20 years ago.
It.
But that's the same with friends. Like, we said like how weird to like have an algorithm design your partner.
Mm-hmm.
We all thought that 30 years ago. Now no one thinks that really, or maybe they do secretly, but people still think that about friends.
Yeah.
But why is that any different?
Yeah, so true. I don't know about you, though, but I'm still a bit don't know what the word is, not snobby about dating apps, but like there's this part of me, and I don't know if it's me being closed-minded or what, but it, when I get married to the love of my life, I really don't want to say I met him on Hinge. And I know it's not that deep, but to me, maybe I'm just really being a bit old-fashioned and I want to meet him like on a dance floor at a rave.
Yeah,
but
this is because we've all, because we grew up, we were born in the mid-90s, we have consumed the most amount of rom-com content of anyone.
True.
This is why we think that. I think I don't mean to take away your individual views from that.
It's so
but
true,
but it's because we're obsessed with, like,
this idea,
the ideas of it. Rather
the
than
one.
But also the idea of, like, the romance rather than the romance itself. Mm. Like, it doesn't really... I completely understand, because, to be honest, I feel the same way. But I don't think we've just got that luxury anymore.
Yeah.
And also, it's no different from meeting on a... Well, we've talked about... Half this podcast has been about how it's different, but it's not that different. When we were at university, people were on apps, but it wasn't, like, that much of a thing. And people did go to clubs to pool. And I don't know how that's any different. People intentionally
went to clubs
to pool. Do you know
what? That's true. And even in the back of my mind, I think when you're a single person, I can't speak for everyone else, obviously, but you're going out with your mates, and there is that thought at the back of your head that's like, oh, I could get with someone tonight. Naturally.
But
like,
I felt like at uni, it was every night.
It was.
So people went out. It was very different to how I go out now. It was like, we would go out with the aim to put, it was like a quest. And like, And it was, you felt really bad if you did, or like, because we were so single and we were so young. Everyone was sowing their oats. There weren't that many people in relationships. It's a bit like a school disco.
Oh my God, that's a good way to look at it.
Well, York it was.
The boys and the girls on opposite side of the room, like cha-cha slide.
There was no sort of humour to it. It wasn't like, people weren't taking the piss. It felt quite serious.
Like genuinely like, hi.
Yeah, and then like getting dressed up, like it all felt a bit serious.
Yeah. What do you think the best and worst chat-up lines you've received on
Hinge? I don't think there are any good chat-up lines.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a think.
What's your like, ideal chat-up line?
You're really fit, I want to have your babies, and I'm also really rich. That'd be my best chat up line.
Just so you know, everyone, that's Hannah's.
I'm trying to find some. And I've got more bad than good, to be honest.
Do the bad. Go
okay. Let me see. So, I looked at your page and like what I see. Cheers for that. Ronnie is his name. How can I be in your life? I don't know, Ronnie. I don't think it's going to be easy. Finn said, on your profile, read everything mentioned, told myself she is out of my league, love heart. That, and then I thought, at least let her know she gave me an inferiority complex.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey there, darling. Oh, this is really bad. Hey there, darling. I'm having this conversation with my mate, and I'd like your opinion on this. What is more damaging for your brain, weed or alcohol? Probably that conversation. Someone said, you look like you've got the troll face, LMAO. Didn't love that one. I can keep going. I've got so many. This is, like, I like this one. Mm-hmm. If you're on an Indian menu, you'd have 3 chilies next to you. I really enjoyed that one. That's my favourite.
No,
yes, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
So let's end with that one. That makes me happy.
What's your chat-up line? Do you have a standard one that you go to? Or is it different?
I don't know if I use chat-up lines. I feel like they're not... Do you?
How do you slide in then? What's your...
I don't slide in.
Oh my God, you...
I'm too posh to push. I don't... No way. They can slide into my DMs. Maybe that's why I'm going wrong.
I love that.
I do occasionally if I think something's particularly witty.
Yeah.
And then when you go, I also often say I don't often. Yeah. I don't. Do you slide?
Yeah, mine's a bit basic though. Mine's just like, you're vibey, which is a bit.
That's cute.
It's all right.
It's very you.
Yeah. Or like just, oh, you're hot, ha ha ha, or hee hee.
What's funny about it?
I don't know. I don't think it's that funny.
I think it's very sweet. It's very adorable.
And then they're always like, oh, thanks so much. And it's nice, you've complimented them. It gets off to a nice start.
Yeah, but I can't be complimenting them forever. And like, that sets a precedent, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, that's super, super fair. How do you decide who to go on a date with on a dating app? Because like... The average person's getting a few likes a day, you know, like all these different guys and girls.
I think women are. I don't think men are.
Interesting.
From what I live with a man, a heterosexual man. I know, feel sorry for me. Shout out, he's probably can hear this right now.
Hi.
He is a really, I mean, nothing wrong with him. And he gets less traffic, which is weird. He's
mad.
But I think the quality is higher. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. But I do think it comes in waves. How many? Sometimes I'll get like five a day, and then I'll get none for a while.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
I think you must like end up at tops of algorithm things.
I think it picks up around Valentine's Day, maybe.
Do you reckon?
Everyone's like, right.
Well,
let's
go.
Yeah.
I don't understand these people who are exclusive after a week. That is a thing.
Oh
that
my
happens.
God! It takes me so long to like get feelings that? And be exclusive of someone. I'm such a.
But also, like, why would you not have the few weeks of fun anyway? Even if you don't get anything, why are you gonna not hedge your bets?
I was gonna say when you've been on a date with someone from a dating app and it's going really well. How long do you wait before you delete your Hinge or you don't talk to anyone else or you don't go on any more dates and
I've
that sort of thing?
I've never got to that. But I think it depends on. I mean, it's similar to what you were talking. It depends on the exclusivity. No, like. Yeah. When people have some people have that conversation really early on, some don't. But I don't think that's a prescribable. What do you think?
Yeah, I think like the thing is about dating apps, right, is when you're speaking to someone, you're kind of expecting them to also be speaking to like a few different people at once.
Which
it's just really weird.
I like the idea of me talking to loads of people.
Same.
I hate that they are.
I hate that they are as well. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, I don't. It makes me really angry. Even though, of course. You would be, and like if I think about it, obviously, I would never say anything.
I don't like it. Yeah, I think, I guess when you've had that exclusive chat is when you delete your Hinge, but I think until then, I'm very much.
But there's a dating app tourism thing that people, I never understood. Is that for, first of all, do we think that's cheating? And is it just for the ego? Like, what is, and obviously people looking for thirds and things, but I don't know if that's a Hinge thing. That happened a lot on Twitter. Not Twitter. I'm sure it does happen on Twitter. Tinder. That happened a lot on Tinder.
What's a third?
A third, like a threesome.
Very good. Yes.
Oh, that's another app we haven't talked about, which is Field, the sexy app.
I've never heard of Field.
You've never heard of Field?
I've never heard of Field.
Mm. Your friends are probably well adjusted.
Play in the field. Wait.
It's an app that's more sex. It's very, it's more sex based, but people are very honest. Like, you say what your preferences are. Like, I'm into.
Wow.
I was on it for about an hour. And then I saw my first cousin, and I was I was just so terrified, not because of it, and I did, but I know people are hugely successful on Field.
Wow.
I met this guy, actually, IRL, who was, like, said I'm kind of a big deal on Field. I was like,
I'm
okay.
I'm a big deal on the Field!
Yeah, and it, you can, it's, but I've noticed from my people who are on Field, because it's in this kink space where people, well, I don't, it's not exclusively kink, but people are very explicit about what they want and when they want and how they want it. That
nice.
People have really good experiences on it because it's...
Oh,
that,
wow.
Whereas Hinge, on heterosexual dating generally, it's just a bit messier.
Yes.
Like, we don't know what people want and stuff.
But do you not think that new feature on Hinge where it's like, you can say what you're looking for is quite good?
Yeah, I don't know if it's made a difference.
No, but what I find really funny is when people are like, I'm open to a short-term relationship. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Do you mean after 6 months, you're going to be like, okay, bye. Like,
yeah.
What?
Also, like... I think there's less now, but like, do you even know what you want until you're in it? I used to think you don't, but I increasingly think maybe we do. But yeah, I think it's an interesting one. I think, but people do go on it for the thrill because it feels like a game. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah, it's like the same thing as social media, right? Like, it's like that validation, that little ping, you've got a like, you've got a match,
it's
you've got
instant
a valid,
yeah.
Someone approved, it's like, great.
I matched with someone last night who I thought was really cute. He came to me. The match did not exist in the morning. So he must have gone through, thought, oh, she's fit, and then gone through my profile and found something he didn't like, or maybe his phone broke.
His phone definitely broke, man.
Otherwise, it's next week. But can you... I was like, oh, I forgot. I got cute. And he was, like, particularly gorgeous. I was like, oh, that... He was like...
Maybe he was cheating on his boyfriend or
maybe.
Girlfriend. You're a Catherine Moore girl. You turned his head.
Coming through.
The hangover's coming through.
Yeah,
oh, Han, you're doing so well.
I feel... You know what? This has energised me. I'm feeling great.
I'm glad. She's doing so well, guys.
I am.
She's hungover. When I was hungover yesterday, I didn't get out of bed for, like, 14 hours, so...
But yeah, no, fair I'm play. A professional, and if there's anything I can do, it's I can chat shit about dating. I've got enough story pass. I was gonna say, we're talking about the button you should press in case of emergency on Hinge. The most traumatic thing is seeing an ex-lover.
An ex-lover
on Hinge. Oh. It's and because it's also so weird because you're seeing them in this like really dehumanized.
Yes. Right,
and you're like, oh, we've had sex. Yeah. And also, obviously, the app knows you so well because you obviously, they're obviously someone you're going to put you with. It's actually happened to me with every single person I've dated.
Seriously. Really? You've seen them again on the app?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What do? You match with them or do you swipe along?
I swipe along.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Do you want to play a game of red flag or green flag?
Do I? Green flag? To say yes.
So I'm just going to give you a list of things that you see on dating apps, and I just want you to tell me if you think it's a green flag or a red flag.
Okay.
Shirtless photos.
Red flag.
Saying they're after something casual.
I don't care. I just think it's basic. You've taken up a lot of real estate. I'm just saying that you're a bit of a slag. Continue.
Really old photos.
Yeah, red flag.
Asking you on a date really soon.
Oh, it is a bit of a rev. I don't like it, but it does happen.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it. I kind of get why it's hedgy, but I don't love it.
Cut to the chase, I guess.
Red.
Wanting a double date.
Never experienced this.
No.
But I would quite like that. Okay. I think my friend, our lovely friend Grace, who's in a very serious, normal relationship. Shout out to Grace. She was saying that she would introduce me to someone via the medium of double date, which I rather liked. At least it's not scary at all. Because I do find it quite scary.
It's scary.
The half an hour before is really scary.
Oh, it's petrifying.
Yeah. I don't enjoy it at all.
Yeah, okay. Saying they're overly competitive about everything.
Just basic red flag.
Asking you for a fun fact about yourself.
I get this a lot. It's not delightful. Like, also, fun fact, what do you want to know? Like, if it's a fun fact, it's going to be... It's like I'm a Pisces. Like, it's boring. I've got IBS. Like, what's fun to you? Like, I don't get it. No. Red flag, I think.
Having lots of group photos on their profile.
Green flag.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. I have a lot of group photos. I think... Yeah.
Friends.
I also think it's a bit narcissistic if you don't have too many solo photos. So, definitely into the group photo.
Selfies on their profile.
Red flag.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. I enjoyed it. But most of those are red flags, so what does that tell you?
I think that's good, though. You've got a red flag radar.
I guess so. But it doesn't stop me. But I'd be wary.
Wait, Hinge has an algorithm.
You know that.
Does it?
Yeah, how do you think it matches people with that?
I thought it was just based on, like, your radius. And you just go through everyone within 5 miles.
And also, they know how hot you are or how, like, swipeable you are. And it's, like, where you are. It's so fucked.
What? I never knew that.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Oh, I've been swearing a lot. Can I swear?
Yeah.
It's too late.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's mad.
Yeah, so, like, that's where, like, the cost of the app is, like, what's hard to develop about it. So, yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so that was a pretty humiliating experience. I've also had... it's quite hot when you know someone and you match on Hinge, though. It's happened to me a few times.
Yeah.
It's very horny.
Sometimes it kind of provokes you into going, well, actually, I've always found you attractive.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
It's quite fun, isn't it? It's like forbidden fruit.
Yeah, or not. It's like, oh, I've never thought about you in that way. And then you're coming back in that context, which is
Or do you ever
fun.
See someone and you see them on a dating app and you're like, yo, you look so different in real life.
My God.
Or like the way you're presenting yourself is so different to how you are in real life. Like...
And I've heard somewhere, I don't know if this is true, I think women are not as attractive as they appear on dating apps, and men are the other way around.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
But mostly, to be honest, people look the same as their photos. Like, obviously you have, I think height comes in here, which is like another interesting avenue to go down, because people are funny about it. And I think it's weird, maybe... I'm so uncomfortable with putting the height on It's such a weird thing. Yeah. You wouldn't put your weight on. Oh, that was a thing on Tinder, I think. You did put your weight on.
Oh, I find that a bit, like, intrusive almost. Like,
it is. It's very... And then it creates this culture that people care about height. I know people do care about height.
Yeah, but
not,
I've never been that fussed about height. Neither have I. I love a short prince. I do.
Me too. I think men don't like it, to be honest. Yeah. They don't like, oft, in my experience. I've dated a lot of short men.
Yeah. Same.
And I'm very tall, so the stats are that you're quite tall as well.
Yeah.
But I'm slightly ogre-esque in my height. I'm 5'10".
5'10", yeah.
And so, I mean, statistically, I will do. There just aren't that many. I'm the average height of a man, I think. So
yeah, really? Oh, yeah.
So I'm just, there just aren't going to be a lot of short kings.
Statistically.
And it doesn't bother me at all, but sometimes men are uncomfortable with it, I've noticed.
Yeah, I think men are more like uncomfortable with it than girls.
Which I understand.
Care. Yeah.
If you've been programmed into like some toxic masculinity, but I wonder if that height is an important facet of masculinity to you, then you're going to believe it. But I wonder if Hinge is playing into that.
I think it is. And all these aspects, like the amount of detail you can go into on a dating app is quite a lot. Like, you can see someone, like, they'll be like, I don't have kids, but I want kids. Whereas if you met someone in a club, you would not be like, hey, Jan.
I wonder if that's quite
good.
Do
you want kids? Like, you just wouldn't say that.
I think in 10 years, we'll find that helpful when you're trying
to roll out. Yeah.
At the moment, it seems stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
it's very intense.
It's so intense. But it's awful.
What is the most memorable dating app date you've had, do you think?
Well, I've got a memorable for the wrong reasons one.
Oh, go on.
It was so funny that it was almost worth going on.
Wait, let me get my tea.
Okay. Ready. You ready?
Yeah.
So, it's about September, and this guy messaged me. He was quite fine looking. There's nothing that, but he was a filmmaker. And I was like, my industry, that'll be kind of fun.
Hmm.
And he was like, do you want to come to see, I don't know if you are familiar with the sitcom Brass Eye, which is Channel 4, big in the 90s. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a sitcom, it was a comedy show. Bit like, it's like a newsy sort of show, and I was like, do you want to come see some deleted scenes of this? So not even the actual thing, which I'd never seen at the BFI. And I was like, you know what, I was at the stage, I think I just had my heart breaking a little bit, and I was like, I'm just going to throw myself into everything and anything, and the worst that happens is it doesn't work. And he gets there, he's like, oh, I haven't eaten yet, have you? And I was like, it's like 8 o'clock, like, I was, it just like, it ruined the vibe. He was like, are you okay to get the drinks then? I was like, I guess I am. So I got the drinks, and then first of all, he wasn't a filmmaker. Well, it wasn't his trade, which is absolutely fine. I don't think that job is that important, if that's not what you, absolutely fine. Not, but he was an experimental filmmaker in that he filmed objects, which, right. I understand, like, in the most technical sense, that is filmmaking, but you're not a film... Well, I guess you are, but... It's not what... It's a bit misleading, isn't it? I'm going to have to give his name. Because his name was Dan. And then Dan... So it's time for the second round. And he got his wallet out. And he said, I got you a small wine. I was like, cheers. And then we got to see the show. And he didn't tell me it was a Q&A afterwards. And he started stroking my arm. Like, he was trying to be, like, sweet. But it was like... Jane, it was so gross. It was like my hand was a cat. It was disgusting. And then he started describing he's like, what's your ideal man? And I was like, and then he was like, my ideal woman, like, obviously describing me. And it was so cringy. And he told, I would have found this charming if it was his only fact about him, but he plays the church bells, which is I think that's rather lovely.
That's,
I mean, it's very physical activity, I believe. I've never seen the church was played. But obviously, I have to call him Ding Dong Dan.
Ding Dong Dan!
His nickname. So obviously, I've named him. Sorry, Dan. You know who you are.
Ding
I doubt
Dan.
He'll be listening to this. Too busy, like, filming, like, a pebble or whatever. And then he walks me, he was like, will you wait for me after this thing had finally ended at, like, 11 p.m. on a Tuesday, which I didn't want to go to. And I'm like, yeah, fine, I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you where you go to the loo. He might have said go for a pee. It was just not... He was like, we lived quite close. And he was like, "What? Where's your bus? I got on a different bus. And he still went in for the kiss. And I had to switch the Angus thumbs and switch to my cheek. But he was like... I could see the look on his face going like, go on then. He was like, I'm going to do
this.
Come on,
Dan.
Yeah, it was.
Kiss her, kiss her.
He could tell I was not interested.
Oh. I've got a memorable date, first date Hinge story. I think it was like the year before. I went on a date with this guy, met him in a pub in London. It was going really well. Got a bottle of wine and then another bottle of wine. Bearing in mind, it was like a Thursday. It's actually quite embarrassing, this, but I'll tell it anyway because it's quite funny. And long story short, we got absolutely trolleyed. We were like so smashed to the point where like I tried to get up off the stool and like just like sprained my ankle because I was so, so drunk. So he was like, I was like limping out to the Uber, and then I ended up vomiting everywhere in the Uber, which was really embarrassing on a first date because I quite fancied him.
Okay.
And then in the morning, because all my clothes were, for want of a better word, stained.
Wait, did you stay with him?
I stayed over.
Oh, he sounds quite nice.
He was quite nice, to be fair. And then in the morning, I was like, I can't put these clothes back on, so I'll just like wear my coat with nothing underneath. And he was like, you cannot do that. I was like, no, it's fine. He was like, right, borrow some clothes.
Yeah.
So I literally borrowed like this, I can't even explain what it was, like Nike joggers and like this like really like baggy like jumper.
No.
And it was just like, I looked like, and what was really embarrassing about that is I had to get the tube back to, I was working from home that Friday, thank God. So I got the tube back at like 8 a.m.
Oh,
and I was
commuters.
Literally
I've
in the
that.
Middle of commuters, smelling like vomit with a clothes bag full of my sick clothes.
Oh, sweetheart.
Like wearing a boy's outfit, just like, hello.
The thing is, I bet you look really hot in that outfit.
No, I looked awful.
the way you were describing it, I was like, that sounds kind of cool. that's awful. I don't have any words for it. That's really horrible. I've been too drunk on dates before. It's really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing when you're more drunk than the person. It's happened to me a few times. When you're like on different levels for somewhere, maybe you went out before, maybe it was just like, you drank your two glasses of wine too quickly. We've all been there and not had dinner. And then you're like, and then the levels don't match. It's actually really scary. Not scary. It's just
but
like,
a bit of a
it's
dynamic.
Really,
way,
it's not enjoyable. I think you both need to be drunk at the exact same amount.
Yeah, but I feel like first dates, especially online ones, are just a prelude. For me anyway, I end up getting really drunk on them.
That's how I think. You know what? I very rarely get, it does happen, but I think it tends to be in the middle of the week, so dates are actually like, my friend has the three drink rule. She never goes above three drinks.
That's
on
good.
A date, but three drinks, three large glasses of wine at a pub and you are fucked.
I was gonna say that at 3 pints I'm gone.
Yeah, 3 pints is Woo-hoo. A lot. But yeah, it's another issue having dates, so I tend to date men, boo, and they also drink pints, and I hate beer. And I mean, I do occasionally have a beer if I want to try and look a bit cooler than I am. But first of all, I'm a guzzler anyway. I'm a little greedy.
She guzzles,
which is good for them to know later. And so I do get drunk quicker than I need, it's something I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a shot on a date? I don't think I have.
Yes, I think I have. I once went on a Hinge date where, I don't know if you've ever played the circle game. It's basically like, you've got a big sheet of paper, you flip a coin, wherever the coin lands, you write a rule and circle around it.
No, it's not.
Eventually,
a game.
You've got a load of rules on a sheet of paper, wherever the coin lands, you have to do the rule. So
I feel like I have actually played this
It's
with
really
you.
Funny. Yeah,
I
maybe do. We have played it together.
I don't think we have. Yeah. That's really
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah, but it's really funny. Like, the rules can be anything like...
Game.
Yeah, the rules can be anything like, oh, Hannah has to take a drink, or like, Kate has to go home, like, quite savage, but like, just
that,
funny...
Oh my
funny
God, that'd be a good way to get rid of a date.
Yeah, go home.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was playing it with this guy on a bottomless brunch, which, rogue, I know, for a first date.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's quite funny, actually. It was a Sunday as well, which is even more random. And we were playing this game, and he wrote "kiss me" on the sheet of paper, and then
That's
drew a
so
circle
cool.
around it as big as the piece of paper. So obviously, when I flipped the coin, it landed on "kiss me."
Oh, that's really.
And because I was quite drunk, I just got up in the middle of this restaurant, sat on him, and kissed him.
Oh
and
my
then
God.
That
what restaurant
was,
that. Was it?
It was this random one in Manchester. I think it was called Lucky Strike, or
well,
it was a bowling alley thing, basically. Have you ever been on a Thursday app dating
no,
event?
I haven't, but when
oh.
I read...
I've
heard, I feel like Thursday is the hottest day of the year, and I hottest day of the week. I only come to once, Once every leap Thursday. Yeah. I love the idea of it. And people I know, I don't know anyone who's had like met their partners.
No.
But I do know people who've had a good time.
Yeah. For people who aren't aware of it yet, it's this brand new thing. I think it's in a few cities, London being one of them. And essentially the idea is the app only comes alive on a Thursday.
Oh, I thought it was like you meet people on a Thursday.
So, yeah, you basically can do both. So it comes live on a Thursday. You've got theoretically like 24 hours to arrange a date. And the idea is you go on a date that day to like prevent you from just endlessly chatting and never meeting up with a load of people.
And you go to a pub where there are loads of people doing the same
thing. Yeah, or you can just go to a Thursday event where it's like a few different places in London. You get a ticket, you go in, everyone's single.
That's what I thought the Thursday app was. I didn't know. That makes me, I kind of want to do the Thursday.
We should do it together. Yeah. They're quite jokes.
Oh, we should.
Very jokes.
Oh my gosh, maybe we should do like a meetup, a meet and greet for your fans at the Thursday event. Get Thursday to sponsor us. It's just us hanging out.
Thursday, could you sponsor it? Yeah. And me and Hannah will go to your event and then talk about all the funny things that happened on the podcast.
I won't drink loads and loads of complimentary Prosecco, I promise. If you want to provide that. That's
sensational. Should I tell you about Mullet Matt, who I met on a Thursday event?
Mullet
he was
Matt.
Quite funny. So he was Gen Z, obviously, with his
I'm
mullet.
I'm Gen Z.
We're both Gen Z.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the same age. But when you said it's like, I'm like, you're a boomer. It's Gen, you know those Gen Zs with their mullets.
But he was, he was quite cute. We got chatting and basically, long story short, went back to his, watched David Attenborough and fell asleep. It's quite cute, actually. But then in the morning, he was like, because he wasn't at work that day, so I was curious. I was like, oh, what are you up to? Thinking he was just like, oh, I've got the day off, I'm going to go to the pub, you know, something normal. And he went, oh, I'm going to an Extinction Rebellion protest.
Nice,
though. So I was like, oh, wow.
Very Gen Z.
So I was like, yeah, that's what, I was like, oh, right. So he's like, I'm going to an anti-violence course because they need to teach us how to protest peacefully when I tie myself to a railing.
Why do I find that really hot?
Do you? I found it icky.
Really?
That was a bit like, that's intense.
No, I'm very into a social warrior. I'm not personally, I don't have the energy. But like, oh my God, I had such a nice time. Thank you so much for having me. Do you have any advice for me going forward on my Hinge journeys?
Oh, that's really sweet. I'll ask you for advice as well. I think just carry on being yourself. And don't... Why is that funny? No, I think just put yourself out there and be maybe open to the sort of type of boy or girl that you wouldn't normally maybe go for. If the chemistry's there, you feel like things are flowing.
Let it flow. Yeah.
Let it flow. And don't discount people too quickly, I think. I need to not do that as well.
I think that would be my exact same advice to you, but I think you're much more tolerant and a kind person, so it's less of an issue.
Be yourself.
Much more tolerant, yeah. So I think you're obviously doing great things, and you'd be so lucky to go on a date with Kate Whittaker, just saying.
You'd be so lucky to go on a date with Hannah Radley.
Yeah,
so
you would.
DMs.
Have I not made that completely clear?
Yeah, you totally have. Mm-hmm. They'll be flooding to your DMs, I'm sure.
I hope so. I will be eagerly waiting by the...
The inbox is open.
Metaphorical phone, or actually literal phone, but yeah.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh my God,
me.
It's an honour and a privilege. The highlight, I can't believe something so beautiful came out of me feeling so fucking dreadful.
I know. You on a hangover?
I know.
Fair
Thank
play.
You. Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. I'll come again, whenever. We'll have Prosecco next time.
Yeah, we will. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. If you've had a nice time, please do subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a topic that you want us to navigate together, just let me know. And why not binge all the other episodes? Give us a follow at Navigating Your 20s Podcast on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date. And see you next time on Navigating Your 20s.